a production of South Dakota Public...
Secretary, call the roll.
Bradford.
Here.
Garnas.
Here.
Hansen.
Here.
Klocek. Maher.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Valley. Howie.
Pass the biscuits.
Roden.
Here. Quorum is present. Do you have the minutes? Additions, corrections, action?
Second.
Motion by Hansen, second by Garnos. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as read. Well, to get right to it, the only thing that we have left for the committee is action for summer study. I've talked to a few of you. Personally, I haven't thought of anything that's really burning a hole in me as far as action that from coming out of this committee, but I would just throw it open to the committee for suggestions or discussion on summer studies. Somebody had asked about, Senator Maher mentioned the East River Ag Tour. Now, you'd mentioned earlier in the session that we were maybe talking about doing that for a year from now.
I think last time it was done, it was kind of, it was after the election, but kind of in that cycle. It's up to the committee to request it, I think, if they want, but I think that was 2 years ago that we did East River, and then last summer was West River.
Well, you are the folks that putting it on. Would you prefer that we have an intervening year?
I think probably an intervening year. Yes.
Okay. That would work out well. Any other comments or any suggestions for summer study?
Mr. Chairman, we
Senator
talked
Maher.
About this just briefly. I don't know if the thoughts is out there, but if we wanted to do something with. Large animal veterinarians, and the shortage around the state, and what could we possibly look at? I don't know that we would get any support from eBoard. It was just a thought.
Any comments on that? I wonder, that's a legitimate concern for the ag community. I think we know with the process through the eBoard and how they pick their summer studies, I doubt that... I think we're almost assuredly would never get any kind of support for that with the eBoard among the 105 legislators, but it's certainly I would think there'd be some avenues that this committee could set in place to instigate some kind of informal meetings and bring some interested parties together and maybe organize our own private type of summer study. If there was something that could be done legitimately to help move that ball forward. Senator Bradford.
Well, I don't really have anything either, except that I oftentimes look at us, our committees, and maybe we could combine, because I see some overlapping issues that are issues for ag, and there are issues for tax, or there are issues for local government, or some things that overlap. And I thought maybe it'd be a good year for the combination of summer study committees to really look at two or three things, maybe in that way. Cut down on what summer studies cost and attack those issues. And it probably wouldn't involve the whole committee, but at least maybe, even if it's you and the vice chairman are involved in another study. I just think that probably those kind of avenues are what the eBoard would take favor to if we came up with some of the, and I don't know, a lot of you guys serve on other committees, and maybe you know, but I know in local government there's been some issues come up that directly involve ag that need to be kind of looked at, and I'm looking at one of them is these pipelines coming through and things like that are happening. That's an ag community that's really getting hit. So maybe we should talk around and look at something like that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a very legitimate point. I think we have the structure there in the way the e-board picks those committees to do exactly that, but it's very legitimate that we remind the e-board that, you know, depending on what the summer studies are and the impact that they have on ag, that we recommend to them as a committee to consider taking representatives from the committees that are impacted by whatever the summer study might be.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Howey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of the things that's been something of a frustration for me is that we don't talk very much up here about ways that we can enable private enterprise. Instead, we talk about tax increases, and we talk about things like more regulation. And in this committee, it seems like, I don't know if it's appropriate for a summer study, but cattle on feed in this state, we have a terrible track record of improving the numbers. In the last 10 years, it's been probably less than 1% increase. We still send 3 out of 4 head of livestock out of the state for finishing and processing. And I'm just wondering if it would rise to the level of a summer study. 10% increase would put an additional $80-90 million in the pockets of producers across the state. And if you do the math on the sales tax, every dollar that we put in circulation is another. We collect sales tax on that 5 to 7 times. So if we were able to come away from a summer study with a list of things that we could do to reduce regulations appropriately for cattle on feed for individual producers. Maybe we don't need to tackle new feedlots that would house several thousand animals. Maybe just there are some ways we could strip away some regulations so that every producer in the state would hold over a few more of their animals. I don't know if it rises to the level of a summer study or if it's appropriate, but we need to look at that and those kind of things in the ag community. And I would encourage the committee to at least talk about it.
Well, you know, that's a great point. And when we consider that agriculture contributes roughly a third of the gross product of this state, $20 billion, and the money that we leave on the table in the state as far as economic development, whether it's through value-added ag or different avenues that can encompass, corn, soybean, cattle, I don't know exactly how you would word it, but that's something that would rise definitely to the level of being worthy of a summer study is a pretty broad study on what we can do, avenues we can look at in ag in general, to whether it's value-added ag or livestock retention. I'm looking at the ag groups to help. I know that you guys have dealt with this more than us, and I don't know how we would define it or state it as far as a request for summer study, but I think that would be a very appropriate venue for the e-board to look at as far as impact to our entire state, because it's very clear that ag has a dramatic impact on the state.
Just a couple of thoughts, and we are thinking out loud. You have a couple of challenges, and maybe we're meeting one of those. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? The feeding the cattle here and then hauling the finished cattle hundreds of miles to where the packing plants are located, or the establishment finally for the first time in a long time, the opportunity to slaughter fat cattle in this state, which we haven't had in decades. So maybe there is an opportunity. The timing would be right if and I guess I don't know enough about the Aberdeen plant, but there's probably some others that do, or what the, if the prospect is 6 months or 16 months or how far down the road. But so I think the timing is good. You know, the other aspect of this, though, some places, particularly in eastern South Dakota, where we have the feed, we have some situations that have not been the most friendly to finishing livestock. And we in the ag sector have wrestled and wrestled and wrestled with that, and ordinance-wise, not in my backyard, all those kinds of things. And that puts a damper on people's enthusiasm to get involved in that industry. And we, as a state, have never figured out how to solve that problem best.
Well, let me interject. Rather than, you know, this is a discussion that we could have for several hours in this room as far as how to approach that, but would the ag groups that are represented here be interested in maybe sitting down, first of all, putting your thoughts together, and maybe I would appoint Senator Howey to, if he's willing to maybe draw up a meaningful request for a summer study that would encompass the conversation that we've had today.
Ask for Department of Ag's input and expertise.
Absolutely.
This as a focus, as has the present governor's office for the years that he's been. Yes, we would.
Definitely.
You willing to?
Yeah.
Sir Howey?
Yeah, maybe you could tell me, because I don't know what the number of producers are in the state ballpark for livestock production.
Probably better to get you the numbers. I mean, we can look at the stats and stuff. I mean,
because the reason I'm asking that question is that when we think about cattle on feed, we've traditionally thought about big feedlots, you know, and I don't know the numbers of all the different feedlots around the country. Fall River has a significant feedlot, and I know there are others. But we have never really focused on how can we encourage the producers to finish an extra, if you hold your calves over and just run them on grass till the next year, the gain is very incredible. But most producers need the calf check. So there are some things we could do that wouldn't be even promoting big new feedlots in your backyard or my backyard, but just encouraging ways or discovering ways to encourage producers to finish a few on their own, and just that extra bump would be really healthy for our ag community.
Senator Maher.
Well, I have a little bit of experience in this in my banking background, because, you know, you take this last fall when calf prices were so low, you know, we set that, you probably should involve some, you know, lending institutions or somebody in that area too, but, you know, we were able to take those calves that they held back and set that up as like an inventory loan to come due, you know, about the end of August, somewhere in there, when they should be normally selling them. But the problem that every one of my guys run into is the feed for the winter, and trying to get that feed from the eastern part of the state out west with it out costing so much. That's the hard part. That's where the downfall is, isn't it? That expense of all that feed, trying to get it shipped, whether it's distiller's grain or soybean hulls or whatever they want to feed, they can't get access to it from eastern South Dakota out west. That's the hard part.
And we're starting into our summer study right here. Yeah. And that's fine, but what I would ask the committee, if you would... if that would be acceptable committee for Senator Howey to meet with the Department of Ag and some of the ag groups and work on maybe language for a request of a summer study on however they want to define that and what the subjects they want to include. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to kind of put a little, I don't know if it's a different perspective or maybe just tie all these things together, but... you know, Senator Maher, you talk about the difficulty of getting to feed to the cattle. Senator Howey, you talk about the you know, the size and location of the feedlot, but kind of what this, you know, I think we can wrap it up in just talking about the role that custom feeding plays in this whole equation, because, you know, the feeding industry, a lot of these feedlots, you know, a fair number of the cattle in that feedlot are owned by someone else, whether it be retained ownership by the producer, you know, the guy that owns the cows that raised the calves, and location in order to... beef cattle have a unique advantage in that they can use very, very effectively the byproduct coming out of the ethanol plants. And but, you know, that's a product that really has fairly short shelf life, and it also is not conducive to being hauled very far. So, you know, those feeding operations need to be in pretty close proximity to the ethanol plants. But and I guess what I'm kind of tying together here is that the financial financing industry has a very important role to play in that, and they do need to be a component of any study that's made, so that you know, the guy that's financed the cow herd can receive money. Granted, it's money that's loaned, but the entity that is making the loan on those cattle when they're in the custom feedlot needs to have you know, every assurance that they've got a first security interest in the cattle. And you know, if every component in this thing works together the way they should, I think we probably could encourage a lot more you know, and again, it's retained ownership. You know, the fewer times that calf changes hands, the more profit there is, because you know, every time, well, I guess the other way of saying it, every time the calf changes hands, you know, that profit pie gets cut into, you know, everybody wants to make a little bit, as they should, for their ownership. But I think that maybe we are a little bit behind states like Kansas, the High Plains of Texas, where the relationship between the lender and the feedlot and the producer is maybe a little bit closer than what we have here.
I would also ask if there were other members of the committee that would like to participate in trying to help formulate the language for a request for summer study to work with Senator Howey. Senator Maher, I think that'd be good. And you guys are agreeable to that? Department of Ag? Good enough. Anything else on the lines of summer study?
Well, one thing, Mr. Chairman, you will look into, and I know you'll be heavily involved, but my point of at least maybe the chairman or those who are pertinent on other committees will look into making sure, you know, somebody is involved that's in those areas that double over. You know, there is a lot of those. So that would be my main
point. Well taken. And I will touch base with the Senate chair of e-board and have that conversation. And you can remind me a day or two once I've forgotten about it. I'll write myself a note. I'll write a note on the back of my hand. Good point. Good point. Anything else? Well, before we adjourn, this, I think, will be the last meeting of the Ag Committee. And once again, we've had, you know, it always amazes me how every year has its own complexities and its own nuances. And we've had some pretty contentious issues that come through this committee. And I think we functioned pretty well, and that speaks to the character of the members of this committee. So thank you for your participation, and I think that you've served the state very well. Senator Garnos.
Thank you. Senator Roden, I just want to thank you and Senator Howey for your leadership on the committee. It's appreciated very much. You did a good job.
Thank you. Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, this completes my 10th year on an Ag Committee. Started out in the House on Ag Committee and have served on the Senate all the time in Ag Committee. And my 10th and final year, and I've always enjoyed trying to be a spokesman for East River Ag and ag across the state. You know, a lot of times I hope that I've tried to support the issues that were important to the guys in West River and not just been a spokesman for East River, although you know where my heart is a lot of the times. But thank you. I want to thank the committee chair and the vice chair. It's been a pleasure serving on this committee, and I'm going to miss ag. Thank you.
You know, I'd like to make some comments, too, because, you know, we rub shoulders with a lot of people, and we get sometimes bogged down in our partisan politics. And I think in my tenure, Senator Peterson, you and I have served a number of years together, and I think it's probably important for you to know that I receive, you know, we talk about the partisan politics and the personalities, but I've been amazed at the years that I've served with you, the number of people from my own caucus and landowners alike that have commented that about the way that you've done business, your nonpartisan attitude, your fairness east and west, and you will be sorely missed in Pier. So thank you for your service. With that, are there any other comments? Seeing none, I'm kind of hungry, so I would take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Howie, second by Garno's comments on that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting is adjourned.